Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. She's not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. The root is exhausted, but the root is here. Last hour for the weekend. And just to show you, my week never ends. So tomorrow, Saturday, my off day, I've got to wake up and I've got to write a commentary, which will be used over the weekend or on Monday. Then I've got to pick my NFL winners for my fans of my sports handicapping company, VegasWinners.com. That takes an hour and a half, 2 hours. Then I got a meeting from someone who flew from out of town, a major, major Republican donor who flew from out of town and wants to talk to me about being the front guy, the spokesman for a major new conservative PAC. So I'm going to lunch with him, and then I've got a business dinner, and then Sunday I'll be watching NFL games all day, which is both relaxing and wonderful, but also high stress because I'll have big money on all those games, and I'll have given them out to all of my clients at VegasWinners.com, and if you win, they all love you, and if you lose, they're all ready to kill you. So there's my weekend. That's my relaxing off weekend. It's been a very eventful week, a very eventful day. Eventful in a bad way for Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's husband. Her home was invaded. Their home was invaded in San Francisco. I think they're just shocked that, you know, rich people aren't supposed to get attacked. Only little people are supposed to get attacked. You know, the fact that everyone's being murdered and mugged and assaulted and robbed on the subway and raped, no big deal. But God forbid the mayor, God forbid the House Speaker, God forbid somebody that high up gets attacked. Oh, well, we can't allow that. So it's not like I don't feel bad. Don't think I'm showing no compassion for Paul Pelosi. He was in surgery to fix his brain. The guy attacked him with a hammer and tried to kill him, and God knows what kind of damage was done to his brain. So he had skull fracture and was in surgery for several hours. So I feel terrible for him. And nobody in their right mind wants anything bad to happen to anyone in politics who's on the other side of whatever your views are. Of course, that's not what liberals think. But as a conservative, I certainly never want anything bad to happen to anyone just because I disagree with them politically. And I feel very bad for Paul Pelosi. And no one should have an attacker walk into their personal home and rob them or attack them, let alone hit them in the head with a hammer. So I feel very bad for Paul Pelosi, and I pray for him, and I wish him well, and I wish him a swift recovery. There, what a nice guy I am, what a nice guy conservatives are, compared to liberals who wish ill of other people. Matter of fact, I just saw an article online that Pelosi's daughter, I can't even remember her name, but Pelosi's daughter was tweeting online about how happy she was when Rand Paul was attacked. You know, Rand Paul really could have been killed. And she was tweeting that, you know, good for him. He deserves it, that type of thing. Nobody deserves it. Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, white, black, Jewish, Muslim, it doesn't matter. No one deserves to be attacked. So I'm not here to tell you I'm happy about Nancy Pelosi's house being broken into and Paul Pelosi being attacked and needing skull surgery. Far from it. I feel very bad for him, and I feel very bad for any victim of crime. But that's my point. Democrats don't feel bad for victims of crime. They only feel bad when someone is powerful and important and worth hundreds of millions of dollars, as the Pelosi family is attacked. If Dianne Feinstein was attacked, oh, they'd lose their minds. If Kamala Harris is attacked, they'd lose their minds. If AOC was attacked, they'd lose their minds. But it was Christine Pelosi, who's the daughter, who made some negative comments about Rand Paul being attacked. But the point is that they're in shock that this happened to such an important and powerful person as Nancy Pelosi. And I'm in shock that this happens every day to nice middle class and working class people, and Democrats couldn't not care less. That's the more shocking thing. They only get excited when it's someone as important as Pelosi. You know, what about all the little people of San Francisco who have been attacked in the last year and 2 years and 5 years in a blue Democrat city? Does anyone ever care about them? Nope. Nope. The prosecutors and DAs, they let everybody out. So it's time to use this as a learning experience. The thing you have to learn is not to jump to a conclusion. Ooh, it must have been a conservative who did it. No, it's not about conservative or liberal. Whoever did it is mentally ill. Whoever did it is a criminal. And whoever did it is no different than all the street thugs doing it to you and me and the average person on the street. This is representative of one thing, and it is the country's crime is out of control, and violent crime is out of control, and it's all because of Democrats and George Soros-funded district attorneys who let every criminal out and who spend all their time obsessed like Glenn Close, you know, was with Michael Douglas. And what was that movie called again? Fatal Attraction. Chris, you're good. Chris is sharp, man. Fatal Attraction. Glenn Close was cooking bunnies. She was so obsessed with Michael Douglas in that movie. And I'm telling you, Democrats are obsessed with letting every criminal out because they're black. Letting every criminal out because they're underprivileged. Letting every criminal out because they're a person of color. Letting every criminal out because they're an illegal alien. Letting every criminal out because they're transgender and they raped a little child and they want to let them out. And then they're obsessed with arresting Republicans at the January 6th event, which was a peaceful demonstration until Antifa turned it into a nightmare by infiltrating in the crowd and trying to stir up a riot and trying to break the windows of the Capitol building, and until Capitol Police were overwhelmed and undermanned because Nancy Pelosi, that's right, Paul Pelosi's wife, turned down a request to have National Guard, could have had 10, 20,000 troops there. Or could have had many more Capitol Police there, and they turned it down. Because they wanted to cause a riot. And then they arrested peaceful Republicans who have never hurt anyone in their lives, never done any wrong to anyone in their lives, never mugged anyone in their lives, never attacked anyone with a hammer in their lives. And they've had them in solitary confinement, in many cases, for 20, 22 months. And the real criminals, they let them out right away, walk in the streets, because the real criminals are Democrats, and they love fellow Democrats. What, Chris, what AOC hey, tweeting?
So I'll make this quick, and then that way you can get a quick drink of water here. But so Republican Congressman from Texas, McCall, goes on with Martha McCollum over at Fox, and then I'll do the AOC reply. When you let, pretty much along the point you made in the last hour, when you let dangerous criminals on the streets with bail and not put them in prison, you're asking for this incident to happen. I think it's created the environment where these things do happen. And then the bartender, now wannabe congresswoman, goes on Twitter and goes, or maybe a billion-dollar fueled propaganda channel that regularly generates high volumes of death threats to elected officials while pumping propaganda for an extreme right wing that openly embraces fascism, what is creating the environment where it happens. So basically, it's cable news that attacked Paul Pelosi, supposedly, not right. Some lunatic.
And by the way, the lunatic was either mentally ill or some sort of nudist. I don't think anyone's ever confused a nudist with a Republican conservative who watches Fox News. So I tend to disbelieve that this had anything to do with politics. He's a San Francisco, Berkeley-based nudist. I think that automatically means liberal, by the way. If you're based in Berkeley and you're a nudist and you were caught in your underwear in the Pelosi's house, I would say you're pretty mentally ill, deranged, and politics probably had little to nothing to do with it.
You know, this is no different than what you saw in the UK several years ago when a member of the Labour Party who was just having lunch was brutally stabbed to death while just eating lunch. And so, I mean, you know, TV news has nothing to do with this. This is, it's all about personal responsibility. Politics, this guy's crazy. He needs to be taken off the street. free. We're too weak to do that anymore.
All right. Well, normally that was what I would be talking about, but that's not what I'm talking about now because it's much more than that. This is about average people have this happen to them in their homes every day and in their cars every day. Crime is wildly out of control, and it's all because of Democrats. It says this one is
exactly.
Really is not about one crazy man attacking Pelosi. It's about crime on the streets of every blue city like San Francisco, and everybody faces the same exact fear when they go on the subway in New York City, when they walk down the street in Chicago, when they walk down the street in Los Angeles. It's nothing but homeless people and deranged people and drug addicts and bums and criminals, people with long records, and they're all let out. Everybody's let out except the January Sixers. They're kept in jail for year upon year upon year with no trial, no proof, no evidence, no nothing. It's all just disgusting. All right, can we move on? I'm going to move on now. Thank you, Chris, for jumping in and telling me about AOC. She's a moron.
All I'll say is this. The chickens have come home to roost.
Well, that's what I said. That's how I opened hour number one of my show today. The chickens have come home to roost. That's how I opened my Real American Voice show. This is all about the chickens come home to roost combined with the canary in the coal mine. In other words, the Pelosi's are the canary in the coal mine. Until now, maybe Democrats weren't woke up enough. They're woke, but they weren't woken up to the fact that crime affects everyone and it's out of control. But now that it affected Nancy Pelosi, now they're all going to go, oh, wow, crime's out of control. I can't believe it. Well, it's a little too late, and you're going to find out on November 8th it's a little bit too late. Too little, too late, and it's all your fault. Democrat DAs funded by George Soros, who let all the criminals out of jail. It's disgusting. And your obsession with raiding Mar-a-Lago and putting Trump and Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro and surrounding with FBI Mike Lindell, your obsession with going after the nicest people in the world who've never hurt a human being physically in their lives, while you let all the murderers and crazy people walk free. It's, well, that's the chickens coming home to roost. I'm Wade Allyn, back with segment number two in a sec. We'll be with you this whole hour live. Hi, this is Wade Allyn for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You know how much I believe in vitamins. Vitamins have been the key to my success, my incredible energy, my perfect health. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded by Dr. Group and has been in business for over 20 years. Dr. Group was one of President Trump's health advisors and worked to develop natural solutions to the situations we're dealing with around the world. One of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system, unlock more energy, and maintain regularity. That is why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen for safe and gentle cleansing of your gut to help eliminate gas, constipation, and bloating. Oxy Powder is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your body, change your life. Get a 50% discount with a 100% one-year money-back guarantee for a limited time only. Visit globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 15% off.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Wayne on the roof, the roof, the roof, the roof's on fire. Welcome back to the show. RootForAmerica.com is my website, and my email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you, really do. Get all my best ideas from you, get all my best issues from you, get all my best retorts from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love my fans. Appreciate every one of you. Interesting story at Zero Hedge, by the way, one of my favorite websites. They got a story about Oregon. Democrats race to save a blue state gone purple. Well, the thing about Oregon is it's just like Nevada. Nevada's all Democrat, where I live, all Democrat. But it's only all Democrat because one county, Clark County, is all Democrat. The entire rest of the state is conservative. It's a sea of red with one blue dot, and that blue dot controls everything because there's more people living in the blue dot than in all the rest of the red combined. Same thing in Oregon. One blue dot, Portland, and the entire rest of the state is Republican conservative. But the state votes Democrat because of that one blue dot, because there's more people in Portland than all the rest of the state combined. It's the same story, but in both states, it looks like we're going red. Now, again, there's still, you know, what, 9-10 days to go, and that's a lot of days to steal an election. It's obviously moving in our favor, as you'll hear me say tomorrow on my weekend show, my Real America's Voice TV show, Channel 219 Dish, or go to realamericasvoice.com. And you will hear me say that I believe this is turning into the biggest red tsunami in many a year. This is a massive, massive historic landslide, and it's getting better every day for the GOP. And I think the Nancy Pelosi situation today makes it better for the GOP. You know, because Democrats tried to spin it as a conservative must have tried to kill the Pelosi's. That's not what happened. The only way to see it, not to spin it, a normal person sees it, not spins it, as Democrat. Big cities are all ruined, and the crime's out of control. And this is the perfect Exhibit A for out-of-control crime. These elitist people have their guards and their armed guards and their alarm systems and their walls and their barriers and who knows what else she's got to protect her and her husband. Come on, they live in a mansion. You know they've got major protection. She's the Speaker of the House. You don't think she has armed bodyguards with her at all times? You know, I used to live in Anthem Country Club. My neighbor, just a few houses down, was Harry Reid. And he was the number one guy in the Senate, the position Schumer's in right now. Same exact level as Nancy Pelosi, except the Speaker of the House is third in line for the presidency. And the House Majority Leader is not. And yet Harry Reid had a personal police detail with him at all times. Every time he went for a walk in my neighborhood, he had two police officers with guns walking with him. So you don't think Nancy Pelosi has a personal police detail? Of course she does. Armed. How did they let this guy get in the house? That's the million-dollar question. So how do the rest of us feel when we don't have a personal police detail? But Oregon is going red. Nevada's going red. Everywhere is going red in this country. The question is, how much can they steal back? How much can the Democrats steal back in the 7 days after Election Day? That's the million-dollar question, because most of these states allow you to keep counting ballots for like 7 days. So we'll see. We'll find out. But I think it's going to be a big landslide either way. It might not be as big as it could have been. Maybe we'll win 40 seats instead of the 50 to 60 that I predict. You know, we'll only win 38 or 40 because they steal so many back. We'll see. But I think this time we got them. I think it's such an overwhelming landslide, there's nothing they could do. They know they've lost the House. And it appears now that the landslide's extending into almost every Senate seat. We're gaining in every single Senate race. We're gaining. As a matter of fact, if I could find it right now, there was a story out there about us gaining in every Senate. I can't find it. I'm not sure what site it was on when I saw it. But we were gaining in every single Senate race. We're going from like one behind to two ahead. We're going from two ahead to five ahead. Really good stuff. Really fantastic stuff. So I feel great about everything that's happening. I think we're going to really hit it big. Hey, the sponsor of this segment of the show is GreatPatriotStore.com. It is time to teach corporate America a lesson. If companies go woke, we must teach them they will go broke. And I'm very excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products made in the USA at the highest quality at the best prices found anywhere in the world. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price. It normally costs, I think it's $19 a year to join, and from that point on you get the lowest prices on the best products you're using in your, every product you're using in your household right now, or using it on your body right now. But at this moment in time, through Monday, Halloween, October 31st, I believe for the next 4 days, every person who joins can join for $1 for the year. $1 at GreatPatriotStore.com. Then you get all these great prices, made in America products, all healthy, environmental friendly products from a pro-American company. Plus, you'll save money on time and gas. It's all sent to your door. GreatPatriotStore.com. We'll be right back with a great guest.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Lawmakers are reacting to the home invasion of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's California home that led to an assault on her 82-year-old husband, Paul. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says on Fox News, everyone needs to relax and tone down the rhetoric.
The tone has to calm down. I think the rhetoric is becoming so divisive and inflamed in this country. And I see it when I go back home, just the anger and the hatred over one side of the aisle versus the other.
Utah's bid to host an upcoming Olympics may be helped by a decision made Thursday by Vancouver. Officials there announced they're no longer supporting a bid to bring the Winter Olympics to Canada in 2030. That leaves Salt Lake City and Sapporo, Japan, as the only cities still in the running for the Games. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Segment number three of the third hour. Today is the last day of the week. Thank God it is Friday. It's almost the end of the month, too. It is the 28th of October. We're so close to Election Day. We're so close. Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th. I cannot wait for the red Republican landslide. But there's going to be a lot of stealing going on, a lot of rigging going on. So we've got a guest to talk about all that in just a second. He'll let you know how you can actually keep track of the rigging and report it. So give me one sec. Let me first mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. Remember this name now, Trump MSA. TrumpMSA.com. TrumpMSA.com. Are you on Medicare right now? TrumpMSA.com. Remember that name. President Trump signed an executive order when he was in office to improve Medicare with MSAs. And this is big news, but most people don't know anything about it. You're in the Medicare enrollment period right now that ends on December 7th, so time is short. Obamacare HMOs usually pay nothing if a sick patient goes out of network. With Trump MSA, enrollees have the freedom to use any doctor in any hospital of their choice. It's federal law. Trump Medicare MSAs receive thousands of dollars in their MSA account on January 1st. Plus, many save thousands more because they no longer need a Medicare supplement. But there are only days left to enroll. Trump MSA, and that's December 7th. That's what you got until December 7th. Trump MSAs enjoy tax-free deposits, growth, and withdrawals. Nothing else is like it. President Trump has empowered anyone on Medicare, and the media won't even tell you about it. Enroll at TrumpMSA.com. Not available in all states. That's why you got to go check it out right now. TrumpMSA.com. Trust me, it's time for your MSA. Go to TrumpMSA.com. Brought to you by Griner Insurance. All right, our guest is here, Scott Bryce. He's a hedge fund consultant, and he's figured out how to mathematically catch cyber attack vote flips in an election. In other words, when the machine flips your votes, he can tell you how it happens, when it happens, and show you how to catch it and report it. Scott Bryce, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Great to be here.
So you know my feeling on this. I understand. I agree with you that this is a real threat. I agree with you it happened. I agree with you it could happen again. But it's very hard to explain to the average person who's not a genius, not a math expert, not a math professor. So just explain it in kind of simple English. Explain it like it's the cliff notes of election theft, okay? Explain what you saw in the 2020 election in layman's terms.
Okay, I should take it back to the night of November 3rd, 2020, during the presidential election. And I remember it was about 10 o'clock Pacific time at night. And the states of Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia all stopped counting for about a couple of hours. And I remember Wisconsin stopped at 94%, Michigan at 92%, and I believe Georgia and Pennsylvania were stuck at around 91% reported. And, of course, we saw Ohio, Texas, and Florida finish their counting with no interruption at the end of the night. So, of course, when we see something like that, it makes no sense to see counting stopped in any of these states and something didn't seem right. Well, at this point, I took the highest percentage of the vote that Biden received in any county in any of these states and projected that if Biden were to receive this percentage of the vote in the outstanding with the outstanding remaining vote, that mathematically there would be no way for Biden to catch up to Trump and win any of these states. About an hour later, Trump got on TV and said, "Why did counting stop in these states, and why aren't you calling these states for me? Because I won them." Now, he also made a comment that if he didn't win these states or they weren't given to them, that you know, there was some sort of funny business going on. So apparently Trump's advisors figured out mathematically the same thing that I did before. So how could anybody not agree? Because, of course, the math doesn't lie. So we woke up the next morning, and we all know what happened. All of a sudden, miraculously, things that it didn't even seem possible happen, and those states went to Biden. So I watched all the hearings from the state legislatures about the elections, the election workers that came on, whistleblowers that came forward, and everything else. In fact, only one network carried them at the time, which was One American News Network, and none of the other networks, you would think, was something that was this crazy that went on would cover it. So I was also amazed when these election workers and whistleblowers came forward at the number of ways that we probably never thought possible to cheat that could have happened. So when I heard about what Mike Lindell had claimed, I thought that regardless of whatever types of laws could be passed or put into place, sense there would be, that could take care of the different cheating in different areas, that if a cyber attack vote flip did occur during an election, none of these laws would matter, even if the other ways of preventing the cheating were to be able to be stopped. So of course, after I heard about what Mike Lindell said, it started to make sense to me that maybe it could have been possible that the machine stopped to go ahead and make a calculation as to what might have been possible to flip for the remainder of the election to make sure that there were enough votes going on the other side
right.
to go ahead and lock it in for whoever they wanted to.
And by the way, the only reason that I've never delved into this stuff is because I know that they also cheated so many other ways. They cheated with ballot drop boxes. They cheated with fake mail-in ballots with no voter ID. They cheated with ballot harvesting. So I never got into the whole machine thing, the Dominion thing. There was no reason to, Scott, because they cheated in 50 different ways. It wasn't just by changing the machines. It was all the ways I just said. There was no signature match. They counted, once the clock struck midnight, they sent everybody home, and then they broke out suitcases and had thousands of ballots. They put pizza boxes on the windows you couldn't look in while they were counting ballots, and they probably counted 3 for Biden and 1 for Trump and 6 for Biden and 1 for Trump. It was just cheating from 1,000 different directions. I've never been a guy who's gone near, I'm not a math guy, I've never gone near the actual machines, and votes were flipped on the machines, but what you're saying makes total sense, that they stopped so they could calculate what percentage they needed to get moving forward in order to look like they won, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's what it appeared to be to me. And, of course, Mike Lindell had mentioned something to that effect, too, because just from the appearance on its surface, that's kind of what it looked like. And I almost believe that no matter how many other ways that they cheated, that I think it might have had to come down to this, that even the other ways might not have been enough to get Biden the election, as bad as what you, as what we've seen.
Trump got 11.
The idea,
Scott,
that they might have had
Scott,
to fill in those extra ballots to match the flips.
Scott, Trump got 11.5 million additional votes from 2016. 11.5 million more. So they had no way to keep up with that. So they had to cheat from 100 different directions. But my notes tell me that you were able to prove between 91% and 95% reporting mark in the Georgia senatorial elections in January of 2021, after Trump had already been ripped off, and then they had 2 seats to steal in Georgia. You're going to tell me that they cheated so big time that they gave Ossoff 177% of the 4% vote that was left. Is that right?
Well, that's correct, during that vote tranche. So the way I designed all this is it dawned on me that, I don't have the resources that somebody like Mike Lindell would have to hire certain people and have certain electronic equipment and all that other different stuff. But what dawned on me is during these elections, during the Georgia senatorial elections, I thought I would put it to the test to see if there was any validity as to what Mike Lindell was saying. Now, I didn't expect to catch anything, and here's why I didn't expect to catch anything. During the general election, as you know, 50 different states are going. You have all these down-ballot races. It's like a 3-ring circus for anybody to keep track of with all the diversions going on and all the chaos going on. But I thought if you only have 2 elections going with no other distractions, I thought there would be no way that somebody would ever try to pull something like this because all eyes were on Georgia. And so I didn't expect to catch anything because I thought there'd be no way somebody would be that brazen to do something like that without those types of distractions. But I thought I'd give it a shot anyway and see what happened. So I had about 20 people on my group text as I was tracking both of these elections. And I kind of knew what pattern to look for because I've seen it before. So about every 5 or 10 minutes, there would be an update. And sometimes it would be contiguous, like from 50% to 51%. And then sometimes there might be a gap, like 51% to 54%. And that's why when I develop certain things, because of those gaps and we don't know how big they may be, then I might have to manually formulate something, afterwards. But I can still usually catch different things. Well, here's what I noticed. There was about 20 minutes went by without an update. So it was noticeably longer than the usual 5 to 10 minutes. And I told everybody on my group text that if cheating were going to occur, it would happen within the next 15 to 30 minutes. And at that point in time, everything had stopped at 91% reported. About 20 minutes later, this is where it even gets crazier. About 20 minutes later, Brett Baer got on Fox News and said that it looks like numbers were transposed, but now we're fixed, so we're going to call the winner to be Ossoff. And I thought, that's an unusual statement to make on the air. So what ended up happening was, at that point, I made the calculation that Ossoff would have needed 65.2% of the remaining 9% of the vote just to tie Purdue. Now, that's not impossible. It's improbable, and it's a pretty tough thing to do. But when the next report came out about 20 minutes later after Brett Baer made that statement, it said 95% of the vote was reported. And I noticed that Ossoff was ahead of Purdue by 1%. So what that meant...
He got 177% of the vote, which you can't get mathematically. 177% of the vote. Scott, what you said is you teach my people how to catch it, but we're already out of time. I try to tell you that radio goes fast and you have to talk in cliff notes, man. We're already out of time, Scott. I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to bring you back in the next segment for just a minute or two. You've got to explain to my audience how they can find or see or catch the crime occurring as it occurs and who they can report it to. If you could do that in 2 minutes, the floor is yours. That's all you got, my friend. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, Wayne on the roof, Mr. Vitamin. That's right, vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my energy, my vitality, and my perfect health for decades. I've been sick once in 25 years. Very proud. Record. So all I do is work 16 hours a day to save this country. I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor because they're helping me stay healthy, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Edward Group. He was one of President Trump's health advisors. Very impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including vitamin C and D and zinc and quercetin and lots of liquid vitamins in case you don't like pills, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind. It's called Oxy Powder. Dr. Group reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Cleanse your gut, change your life. Check it out right now. Get a 15% discount just for being my fan. Plus Dr. Group's book, an emergency immune strengthening guide for free. Plus a 100% 1-year money back guarantee. So you try it. Any vitamin they've got, whether Oxy Powder and you don't like it, you have a year to send it back and get 100% of your money back. That's how confident they are that you'll fall in love with their products. Go to globalhealing.com/war, globalhealing.com/war, and get your 15% off and your free immune strengthening book and a 100% 1-year money back guarantee just for my fans. Again, it's globalhealing.com/war. All right, we've got Scott Bryce with us, and I want him to give us a cliff notes of how you can watch on election night, and if you see cheating happening, I wanted to show you how you'll figure it out if you've caught cheating and who you can report it to. Floor is yours, Scott.
Okay, the best thing that I would probably say is that I could send you a spreadsheet that you could have on your website, and there are just a few different columns that people would need to fill out. The votes from each candidate and the percent from each candidate that they see on TV. And even if there's a skip in case it's not contiguous, that would be okay because what I can do is I can go ahead and adjust some formulas to account for that. And as far as everything goes, just so you know, too, that one of my friends was watching one of the other stations and 32,000 votes were subtracted from Purdue during the same time period. He caught a vote flash of about 2 seconds when that happened. And, of course, if you put those numbers back in, then everything equates the way it normally should be.
So, Scott, here's my thing, okay? I'm going to play devil's advocate, okay? Because I believe this is all about illegal mail-in ballots with no voter ID, and they could overwhelm you with those ballots. As far as, like, switching votes, there's nobody to report it to. Nobody cares. No one does anything about it. Tell me what you can do about it. You caught it happening, and nobody did a damn thing about it, right?
Nobody did a damn thing about anything on all these different ways that these things have happened. But what I could say is, what would happen if enough people were aware of it, and if they caught it live, real time, on the elections, and before the election was over, they could report it into their Secretary of State or their news radio station?
Well, first of all, the Secretary of State of most of these states is corrupt. They don't give a damn. The Republican Secretary of State of this state is the most worthless, do-nothing, lazy loser I've ever met in my entire life. And she's like Sergeant Schultz. I see nothing. I hear nothing. She's blind, deaf, and dumb. She's never seen any voter fraud in her entire life in the state of Nevada. She is either a moron or she's bought and paid for. But I'll say allegedly, it's my opinion. It's an opinion show. She's a public figure, and I believe somebody has gotten to her. It's as simple as that. So tell me, Scott, how calling your Secretary of State changes anything. In Georgia, they stole the election. Secretary of State completely, utterly bought and paid for. Again, it's an opinion show, my opinion. So there's nothing you can do unless we have our people in office. Now, if Jim Marchant wins in Nevada, we've got a great Secretary of State you could report this stuff to, and he could do something. But
he understands it.
Yes, he gets it. I get it. But listen, I'm on your side. I agree with you. I'm just telling you, it's all very overwhelming for the average person to think they could do something about this when important people weren't able to do it.
All they have to do is just fill in the spreadsheet. I'll take care of the rest.
All right, get me the spreadsheet. Done.
Make about 40.
Scott, get me the spreadsheet. All right, get me the spreadsheet. I'll tell everyone to look on my website. I'll have it up. Okay? Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, Scott Price, hedge fund consultant. He's figured out how to mathematically catch cyber attack vote flips in an election. It's just, you know, the average person is like, what can I do about this when the most important Republicans in America did absolutely nothing in the last election to protect President Trump? They did nothing. And we all saw it happen. We saw everything happen. It was very clear. When every state stopped the vote at the same time, that had never been done in the history of America, how did six states coordinate to stop the vote at midnight with Trump way ahead and no possible way for Biden to catch up? And all of a sudden, when you woke up, he caught up because he got 100+% of the vote that they were counting in the final 5%. That's a scam. That's fraud. I mean, and then the media calls you a nut and a conspiracy theorist if you even mention any of this. It's incredible. It's just incredible. It's like a cop shooting someone. You know how Democrat activists say cops shoot black people for the crime of being black while driving? I don't know if that's ever happened. I think it's a load of crap. But if it has ever happened and the cop said, you know what, we're not releasing the tape. You're not going to see anything that happened. We refuse to talk about it. It's never going to be discussed again. If you mention it on social media, you will be suspended permanently for the rest of your life from social media. And we're going to call you a nut in the media if you ever say a cop shot someone just because they're black. How would black people feel about that? How would black activists feel about that? How would the NAACP feel about that? How would the ACLU feel about that? That's what's happened to conservatives. They've shut us out. They're liars, they're frauds, and they're thieves. I'll see you on Monday. God bless.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.